Welcome to the EMAS Menopause in the Workplace podcast, a special series celebrating World Menopause and Work Day held every year on September 7. This Global Awareness Day was launched by the European Menopause and Andropause Society in 2021, following the publication of our Global Consensus Recommendations on Menopause in the Workplace, to spark conversation and action around an issue that affects millions, yet is still too often overlooked. I'm Professor Petra Stute, President of EMAS. And here's what we know. Menopause impacts work, and work impacts menopause. But too often, no one's talking about it. In this episode, Mood and Menopause, a Mental Health Perspective, we hear from Dr. Silvia Fernandez-Biesa, a psychiatrist, EMAS Advisory Board member, and expert in women's mental health with over 25 years of experience. Speaking not only as a clinician, but also as someone experiencing this life stage herself, Silvia unpacks how mood swings during the menopausal transition affect daily life, work, and relationships, and why supporting women emotionally is just as important as treating symptoms. Hello and welcome to this special episode. Today we'll discuss a topic that affects millions of women, but this is still rarely talked about, menopausal transition and mood changes. I am Silvia Fernandez-Biesa, a medical doctor and psychiatrist with 25 years of experience, Spanish and Swiss. I currently work in Switzerland, but I also support women from other countries. By the way, I am 51 years old and yes, I am also experiencing the changes that come with menopausal transition. Always surprising and often challenging. If you are in this life stage, you might already be aware of mood swings. In Europe, millions of women go through menopausal transition, and around 70% experience mood changes that impact not only personal life, but also work, relationships, and sexuality. Often, partners or colleagues don't know how to respond, which can create misunderstandings or even conflicts. That's why this is not just a medical issue, it's also social and economic. But what are we talking about? A low mood doesn't necessarily indicate depression. It is important to differentiate between short-term emotional fluctuations, typical of this phase, and a clinical depressive episode, which requires a different approach. Mood changes during menopausal transition are usually brief, relatively frequent and new for the woman, switching from sadness to irritability to anxiety and then returning to normal. This is a symptom that accompanies this life stage. A depressive episode, on the other hand, involves persistent sadness for at least 2 weeks, along with despair, loss of appetite or libido, apathy and other symptoms. This is a psychiatric disorder requiring professional help. Making this distinction is key. It prevents normal changes from being pathologized and helps identify when professional help is needed. Why do mood swings occur during menopausal transition? The causes are multiple. First, hormonal changes. Declining estrogen can cause hot flashes and insomnia, which in turn affect mood. Genetic factors also play a role. Some women are more sensitive to these changes. Life circumstances matter too. Children leaving home, caring for aging parents, changes in partnership or work. Negative stereotypes about aging can also impact mood. If we equate aging with losing value, for instance, our spirits suffer. Finally, unresolved stress and accumulated conflicts can amplify the whole process. You may be wondering if anything can be done, and the answer is yes. There are effective strategies recognized by menopause societies. First, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT.
Learning to observe and reframe negative thoughts, set healthy boundaries, change habits in diet, exercise, and sleep, seek positive aging role models, and practice relaxation and stress management techniques. Second, medical treatment. In some cases, antidepressants or hormone replacement therapy may be helpful, always under medical supervision. Here I want to share something I'm deeply passionate about: prevention and life coaching for women. Cognitive behavioral therapy-based coaching helps us reflect on past challenges, honor our achievements, and recognize the strategies that helped us overcome difficulties. It's a space to learn new ways to act if we wish and to explore new experiences we want to live. It helps us understand what makes us happy and who we want to spend time with while strengthening our approach to life. Part of this process is learning to say no, validate ourselves, and care for our needs. It's a journey of self-awareness and self-care that allows us to identify what we truly need to live fully and balanced. From my experience, the ideal strategy is to start preparing in the mid-30s before symptoms intensify. Women in the 30s and 40s can learn emotional resilience tools that make navigating menopausal transition easier, stronger, and clearer. Ultimately, this stage can become not an obstacle, but an opportunity to know ourselves better, care for ourselves, and live with autonomy and fulfillment, reflecting on our past, strengthening our present, and preparing a conscious, happy future can be one of the most enriching decisions of our lives. Mood changes during menopausal transition are a real challenge, but also an opportunity to redefine ourselves and grow stronger. The key is to recognize what's happening, speak openly, seek help when needed, and cultivate values like trust, collaboration, and respect, both personally and professionally. Thank you for joining me in this episode. If you want to explore more about mental health and well-being during menopausal transition, stay tuned for our upcoming content. See you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a colleague, a friend, or someone in your workplace who might need to hear it. To discover more about menopause at work and how to take action, visit emas-online.org and explore our resources, events, and education tools. Let's keep the conversation going.